Were you really prepared for Hurricane Hillary? Preparing for a hurricane involves several important steps to ensure the safety of yourself, your family, and your property. Here's a comprehensive guide on how to prepare for a hurricane. 1. Stay informed. Monitor weather forecasts from reliable sources, local meteorological agencies, and emergency management authorities. Sign up for emergency alerts and notifications from your local government. 2. Create an emergency plan. Develop a family emergency plan that includes communication and evacuation strategies. Designate a meeting place and contact person outside the affected area. Ensure all family members know the plan and practice it through drills. 3. Prepare an emergency kit. Put together a well-stocked emergency kit with essential supplies that can last for at least 72 hours. Include items like water, non-perishable food, medications, first aid supplies, flashlight, batteries, clothing, personal hygiene items, and important documents. 4. Secure your home. Reinforce windows and doors with storm shutters, or board them up with plywood. Clear your yard of potential flying debris that could cause damage. Trim trees and bushes to reduce the risk of branches falling on your home. 5. Evacuation planning. Know your evacuation routes and make sure your vehicle is in good condition. Follow evacuation orders issued by local authorities. Leave early to avoid traffic congestion. 6. Protect important documents. Gather important documents such as identification, insurance policies, medical records, and legal documents. Keep them in a waterproof and portable container. 7. Secure outdoor items. Bring in or secure outdoor furniture, toys, and other items that could become projectiles in strong winds. 8. Communicate and stay connected. Charge your cell phone and have a backup power source like a portable charger. Have a battery-powered or hand-crank emergency radio to stay informed in case of power outages. 9. Consider shelter options. If your home is not secure enough, consider staying with family or friends in a safer location or utilizing emergency shelters if they're available. 10. Protect your pets. Make arrangements for your pets, as many shelters do not allow them. Have a pet emergency kit ready, including food, water, medications, and a carrier. 11. Check your insurance coverage. Review your homeowner's or renter's insurance policy to ensure you're adequately covered for hurricane-related damage. 12. Plan for power outages. Have flashlights, lanterns, and candles on hand, along with extra batteries. Consider having a backup generator if feasible. Remember, preparation is key to reducing the impact of a hurricane. It's important to start planning well in advance and to follow instructions from local authorities to ensure the safety of yourself and your loved ones. Last but not least, driving during a hurricane can be extremely dangerous and is strongly discouraged for several reasons. High winds, hurricanes bring strong and gusty winds that can make driving difficult and unpredictable. High winds can push vehicles off the road, cause loss of control, and create hazardous driving conditions. Limited visibility, heavy rain, flooding, and flying debris can significantly reduce visibility while driving. This makes it difficult to see road signs, other vehicles, and potential hazards on the road. Flooding, hurricanes often bring heavy rainfall that can lead to widespread flooding. Roads can quickly become submerged, and it's difficult to gauge the depth of water, potentially causing vehicles to become stuck or swept away. Road hazards, hurricanes can cause trees, power lines, and other debris to fall onto roads. Driving during a hurricane increases the risk of encountering these hazards, which can damage vehicles and cause accidents. Unpredictable conditions, hurricanes can rapidly change direction, intensify, or weaken. This unpredictability can make driving during a hurricane even more hazardous, as conditions can worsen suddenly. Given these risks, it's advisable to stay off the roads and remain in a safe location during a hurricane. If you need to evacuate, follow the recommended evacuation routes and guidelines provided by local authorities. Always prioritize safety and listen to official instructions to protect yourself and your family.